Bertha Duddy, 0931, the 26th of May, 1939. The essence of bliss, redemption of the soul, poor in spirit. All spiritual distress is lifted from him who chooses me as his guide, for he shall be rightly led, and even the hour of death shall not terrify him, for he sees only me and longs for me and gratefully places his earthly life into my hands. And only now does his true life begin. And I am the essence of this life, for henceforth my love is his bliss, my presence and unspeakable joy, and my kingdom eternal glory. Those who love me desire me with all sincerity, and I fulfill their longing and will satisfy them, still their yearning and immediately stir it anew, so that in an unimagined feeling of happiness, the being which is mine shudders, that it must love me ever more fervently, and with devoted love fulfills my will even in the afterlife. And this fulfilling of my will is again the redemption of souls from the bonds of darkness. He who stands in love must understand that I dearly love all these poor in spirit and await their final return to the Father's house. And so I keep all gates open and await their entry. And with all patience I show them the right way, and whoever follows me will soon recognize the right guidance and seek to remain in constant connection with me. And all spirit shall be transferred into such a willing earthly child who follows me. And this child will truly have the opportunities to bear witness to the world of my love. And blessed is he who hears this testimony and is grateful to me that I wish to rescue him from spiritual distress. I wish to remember these struggling souls especially, if they only long for me, even if their condition is still immature, he shall nonetheless have all the possibilities to enter into the right relationship with me, and then I embrace this earthly child with double love and surround him with all love, and this shall be proof to him that I am truly only concerned with the salvation of the individual soul. And your life shall henceforth be only love, for you cannot do otherwise than live in me and with me, if you have only once offered me your heart, and I seize this with my will, which carries my love and wisdom within it, and knows all hearts. I wish to make you infinitely happy, and for this I only need your consent, which again consists only in your freely giving me your heart, i.e., preparing a dwelling for me within you, so that I may one day give you an equal dwelling in the house of him who is your Father from the beginning. Amen.